So we can move on to look at some of this data. Here are efficacy data for the dupilumab trials, which were the Sinus 24 and the Sinus 52. These phase three trials recruited patients who had significant nasal polyps. The Sinus 24 study randomized patients to either treatment or placebo for 24 weeks, and then took people off that treatment group afterwards to see what would happen. Sinus 52 randomized to treatment or placebo and continued on that for 52 weeks. So you can see on the left is the outcomes for Sinus 24, and on the right are outcomes for Sinus 52. The top row shows the change from baseline in nasal polyp score, basically how much did the polyps shrink over time. And whereas no significant shrinkage was seen in people on placebo for both trials, you can see the treatment group actually showed a reduction in nasal polyp score by about 2 on average for those patients. Similarly, the nasal congestion or obstruction scores improved a little bit with placebo group, but improved more with the patients who were on therapy for both of these drugs. I will point out that when people stopped the medication, it seemed that the symptoms started to return within a few weeks.